Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back, everybody, to the We Didn't Read It podcast. My name is Hyde Healy over there.
I'm Marielle.
And today we have two very special guests over there. We got Chelsea Matkins.
What's up?
And over on my left here, we got Cam Kreitner.
Yay!
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
Gotta bark at him.
Me and Cam, we're barking. Well, I should have barked too.
Roo, roo, roo.
That's your dog. Yeah. I kind of phoned in that bark.
Yeah, Hyde's a little more like yappy as a dog. I'm a guy.
He's like, roo, roo, roo.
Yeah. Hyde's got BCE, big chihuahua energy. But Hyde and I went to college together.
Yes, we did. We went to the University of Georgia.
Hence together. The dogs. Go
yeah,
dogs.
Dogs.
That's so sick.
What was your school's mascot?
They didn't pay me to say.
Well, they paid us really well. So.
What I'm excited about today is that Chelsea and Cam, you guys are like true improvisers. I don't want to break the facade of what we do. Most of us that are on this podcast aren't. We don't really have traditional improv backgrounds. Like we didn't. Do
I'm a fake.
Typical
I fake it. Fake it.
I love that.
Fake it. Yeah. Make it.
So it leads to like. A lot. Like, we do improv for the videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you guys actually, for years and years, have been doing true improv.
Sure.
In
true.
The mix.
Yeah.
True and so real.
Way to raise the bar for, for our first episode.
Can't wait for you to watch me do the worst.
Literally, Hyde's like, we don't do improv, but they do. So if it's bad, you know.
It's also like, if you do really well, it's significantly better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're watching
it
chefs.
It took us years of training to do like really shitty improv.
Well, I just like it leads to some stuff on the podcast, like of us not having traditional improv. Like it leads to bad improv that's funny. Like oftentimes someone will be like, oh, I'm the dad. And then someone else will be like, oh no, you're the butler. And the guy's like, oh shit, I'm the butler.
I guess.
Or you'll come up with a random character and someone's like, who are you? What are you?
Sitting there? I don't know what I am.
Are there actual lessons that you guys learned throughout improv that work every single time?
No.
No, not at all.
It's kind of all BS.
Yeah.
I love that response.
I kind of like to look at like things for improv as like a toolbox. It's like sometimes like every scene is like a different build, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So you're not always going to use the hammer. For every scene, it's a long metaphor that works for me. Does
That's
not work
really
for
cute.
Maybe anybody else. Thank you.
That's
it
really
is
sweet.
It is really sweet and cute. It's kind of like my MO.
Every scene is based on a book that you didn't read, right? And you're having to recreate.
Yeah, that's what improv is.
Yeah,
in
yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah,
that in high school relatable videos. Yeah.
So funny, something like that. His memory's been wiped. He's
in high school relatable videos.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You did improv too? Oh, no.
He tried improv.
Me and Kev tried out for, we tried out for our college improv team together our freshman year.
Oh my God, this is the story.
I didn't make it. And then Kev made
it. I did.
And the note I got in my rejection email was, we really liked what we saw up there, but it was a little too much Hyde. It was nicer than that. It was nicer put than that, but it was a good note. Like I was just up there just going, hey, what's
we
up?
We really like what we saw. We just like,
we hated you.
We don't like you. As if you could have been someone else.
Yeah.
There was just too much you and it really turned us off.
When they let me in, they're like, thank God you're not Hyde. We were looking for someone who is actually not like Hyde and you fit that bill. Thank you.
But then we did sketch. I made the sketch team.
He was the president. He was president of the
Chelsea,
sketch team.
Thank you.
Were you really president of the sketch team?
He was.
Yes.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, I was the president.
Presidents.
Yeah. And, it's, know, the second you, like, in college, it feels like the most important thing to be president of any club.
Right.
And then you leave and you're like, okay, all right.
Yeah. How do we feel about vice presidents of clubs?
Necessary in theory, I suppose.
They can kick rocks.
So the reason I asked this was because I was a vice president of a club and I really felt... that was a full setup, and I truly felt like really like I'm not a president, but like I still get the title.
Yeah, it's great for the resume.
It's great for the resume.
We didn't have any like president or vice president. We just had the treasurer.
Awesome.
Who was in
treasurer?
We just had the finances.
Yeah, they just controlled the finances. I think like the only leadership position.
Your finances were tight, but everything else was just all over the place.
Literally.
I think president and vice president is fine. But then, and treasurer is great too. But I think, like, see, I was about to say secretary. It's like, what possibly could we need a secretary
well,
for?
Well, taking the notes.
sending out emails, setting up meetings, doing all administrative work, or we'd often get BS for a club.
I feel like the president and vice president should be able to handle that stuff.
So then what the fuck do they
Who
do?
Who looks at the notes?
No one looks at the notes. I mean,
meeting minutes.
Like meeting minutes. For like a club that isn't like an improv or sketch comedy club might be important.
Yeah.
But for a sketcher.
We
had minutes for our sketch comedy. It was all just like come, piss, read back the minutes.
Too much hide.
Yeah. What is a minute? Like
it's like just like someone that takes the minutes at a meeting is just basically kind of recording down what people are talking about. Like the important
stuff. I actually didn't know what that meant until college. And so people were talking to me about it. And I'm like, what the
fuck? It's just a fancy word for notes.
It's literally a fancy word for notes.
It's just the meeting notes.
Thank God I learned something.
Lifelong learner over there.
Awesome. Yeah, we had some fun. I had to do a sketch one time. I didn't have to do it. I was casting it. I don't know who, I forgot who wrote it, but it was fun. But where Cam was in it, I was trying to donate a jar of cum to good of my own cum. No, not my own cum. Someone.
No, it was yours.
No, I think it was like my grandfather's.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
So that's not here.
I am so interested in this right now.
Yeah. To Goodwill. I was trying to donate a jar of cum to Goodwill, and
that wasn't yours.
It was a three. That works for like 5 seconds. I had to do it for 3 minutes live in front of like 80 people.
Yeah, that's like a sentence.
And I bet you guys are wondering what my character could have possibly been. I was the one who ended up purchasing the cum from
him. I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like, I was the cum. Like, you know how they have face on their shit?
I'm in a big old jar. Hides rolling me in.
Like, I have a lot of benefits. There's a weird face on the jar.
That's disgusting. And that's twisted.
We didn't do that. We did the less interesting theatrically version of that one.
How did that work for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, the budget was tight. We had no treasurer, so.
Hey,
come on. He still got it. There you go. Awesome.
He said he had no treasures.
Yeah. Oh. I did say that. Awesome.
That is meant for like a normal conversation, what I said, and then prolonged with more conversation, but it really just, it ended there.
Yeah,
it ended right there.
Sometimes the wind comes out the sails before you're ready, you know?
What?
Don't worry about that one.
That is the most Caucasian ass.
Okay.
Caucasian ass metaphor, and I love it. I want to understand it.
I would like have Caucasian? No.
No.
For listeners at home, I am very Caucasian. For viewers on YouTube, you've been known.
You're like, surprise.
Can you do it all at once, all four of us?
Hey, Aaron, what didn't we read today?
Well, look, I have a sword.
Whoa.
I don't think this is period accurate because today we didn't read the Odyssey.
There we go.
It's an ancient Greek epic poem, so it's an oral tradition that was passed down over time. So it's arguable whether or not Homer is the actual author of this, but essentially like they think he put the text together, at least, you know, stealing other people's work. So it's like really considered foundational to the Western canon. This is like a piece of literature that has like shaped the way all literature going forward is done.
Oh, history.
So it tells the story of the Greek hero Odysseus on his journey home from the Trojan War to reunite with his wife Penelope and his son Telemachus. He's going to encounter a lot of obstacles on his voyage, including his own hubris in the form of an inability to heed the gods' warnings. The text explores many themes such as fate, omens, wits, and cunning as strength. In our first section, it's the end of the 10-year Trojan War. Odysseus is a king, and he has not been able to return home to his family, as all the other heroes have, because he angered the god of the sea, Poseidon. Assumed dead, suitors have flocked his estate back home to court Penelope, hoping to take over his kingdom. The goddess Calypso is keeping Odysseus captive on her island, and when we enter the story with the goddess of war, Athena, she's gone to the temple of the gods to appeal to Zeus to be like, come on, we gotta like let Odysseus go home.
I really hope no one freaking comes to me today and asks for anything. It's, you know, I've just been swamped lately. So many people have been asking shit. If oh fuck, okay.
Hey Zeus.
Oh fuck me. Hey,
it's me. Your sister. Sister? How are we related again?
Either sisters or we're lovers.
We're
both.
Or both. Yeah. Hey, oh.
Hey, we just roasted ourselves.
I think it's daughter.
The secret third option.
Oh, great. Okay. Hey, Zeus.
What's up? How's it going?
We got to let my guy get home.
Which guy? I have a lot of guys.
My guy, Odysseus. We got to let him get home. He's about to lose his wife.
To who?
Literally anyone.
Really? There's a lot of people.
Yeah,
going.
She is hot stuff. Everyone's trying to get to him, and it's too much. And I just, everyone thinks he's dead, and that's no way to treat a man who fought a war for us.
Wait. First of all, what are we talking about? What's going on with
who
my
let
wife?
Hades up here?
Wait, who is this?
Oh, Odysseus, you
Odysseus
made it up
behind
here?
Bars. I'm behind bars.
Get up here, Odysseus. Welcome.
Let me open here. I gotta talk to everybody. What is going on back home?
How did you let yourself out? How did you do that?
I can't leave like the premise, but I can't get out of the cage. It's
okay.
Afraid.
Oh, that's cool. Cool.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That's sick.
So you want to explain what's going on with my wife?
No, nothing.
I feel like if we tell you, it'll set you on a path that you aren't necessarily ready for. Mm. Like it's kind of like. Kind of like if I told you the future, you try to avoid it. You know what I mean?
I don't feel like that's how this works right now.
No one's trying to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
Definitely not dozens of suitors.
So what's giving me is that people are trying to fuck my wife.
Well, but I said they're not.
Yeah.
They're not trying to fuck your wife.
And this is Zeus. He's the god. You should probably listen to him. You didn't listen to his brother, and that's why you've kind of been screwed.
Tell it, daughter, wife, lover. Tell it. But yeah, sorry I've kept you in a cage.
I mean, it's not that bad. I do need Wi-Fi in here.
Just ignore the ball gag and the harness and stuff. That's not, I'm not using that on him.
I thought that was supposed to be between us. Yay.
Whoa. That's why you're keeping him. That's why you're keeping him, Zeus? That's crazy.
No, hold on.
Hephaestus. Hephaestus, get in here.
What's poppin'?
Hey, Heffy, what up?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, y'all. Just hanging out.
What's good?
This is how I sound.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man, that's my God of the Forge right there.
You God of the what?
Forge.
Love it. Y'all need something?
No, nothing being made. I just wanted to spill some hot tea.
Hell yeah. I've been finding a lot of shit, y'all.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, you said God of Forging.
Yeah, like Forge.
Oh, okay. I've been making a lot of shit then.
Like what, Heffy? Like what?
Like Wi-Fi.
You made Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm not giving it.
You forged it?
I'm not giving it to nobody yet, though. No, man, this is going to blow people's minds in a few decades.
It's way too early.
Way too early.
Decades?
I told you there was Wi-Fi.
Prometheus tried to hold fire.
Say it again.
Prometheus was trying to withhold fire.
Man, I can't hear shit.
Well, hear this. Odysseus. Remember Odysseus? He fought in that war for us.
Sure.
Right here.
Poseidon's been keeping him trapped over here, and I'm trying to get him to get back to his wife, who may or may not be getting suited
She's getting.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
It doesn't sound like a good time. It is not a good time.
Sounds like she lucked the fuck out, man.
Don't tell him, but she's deciding if she should be with them. Like she has sex. Like she doesn't just look at them. She like has sex.
Oh, she is like she. So she's been dipping her toes in all the waters.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like no one's trying to stop this.
No, we're not
actually trying to stop this.
I was.
Yeah, apparently not well.
I'm doing my best.
Okay, what? I'll release them. You have anything to offer me?
I'll let you become a goose, and you can go have sex with people on the mainland.
That's real nice. I want that. Give me that.
Oh no, I can only offer that to Zeus.
I didn't want that, but now that Hephaestus wants it, now I want it.
Well, you can have it if you let Odysseus get on his way back to his wife.
What are the terms? So I'm a goose. That way, what?
You get a swan. Sorry, you're a swan.
Okay.
And you get to go to Earth.
Okay.
And you get to seduce any woman you want or man. Mm.
but I'm a swan?
Yeah.
Why can't I be a person?
You are notoriously into this stuff. The whole time I've known you, you've been
into
this stuff.
If I knew more about myself, I would agree, but I don't know much about me.
Well, trust me when I say you'd love this.
Okay, I trust you then. Okay, I'm a swan. I'm having sex with human women?
Whatever.
Or swan women?
Whatever you want, man. You're the god of thunder.
Go crazy.
What do you think I should do, Hephaestus?
I think you should pop off.
Okay. Okay.
I think you should fly your swan ass down there.
Yeah.
And do some crazy freaky shit.
Okay. I have a swan dick, or do I have a human dick?
Whatever you want, dude. You are a god.
I'm going back in my cage. I can't do this. When you have the Wi-Fi, let me know, because it's real boring in here.
Wi-Fi thing, is it, are like the passwords, are the names of the Wi-Fi, are they going to be like
They're
normal?
All going to be puns. They're going to be puns or various numbers none of us can remember.
Awesome. Well, Zeus, it's on you.
Okay. I think it's a, okay, that's a deal.
Great.
I become a swan and have sex with lots of women.
Yeah, and then Odysseus gets to go. And Hephaestus, you want to run this place while he's gone?
Yeah, I'm going to have a good old time up here, man.
Before he became a swan, he decided that, like, okay, I'll let Odysseus go. Oh, yeah. Poseidon's super pissed, sends a storm to ravage the seas, so, like, it's a pretty bumpy ride for you. But you survive. Odysseus survives thanks to a gift from a sea nymph. In disguise, he takes shelter to cover on the island of the Phaeacians.
Mm.
And one evening, a singer at the court tells the story of a battle that Odysseus participated in, the story of the Trojan horse.
I just got washed on shore.
Hey, come to our show. Come to our show. Fun show. Come on. Come to our show.
It's never a fun show.
I'm so tired.
Come to our show.
Okay, what show is this? I'm trying to get a tan here.
It's going
to
be good. We're going to sing.
We're doing a musical.
Y'all,
I know you just washed up on shore. You don't know much, but these guys are don't go to the show. You know how
if you come to our show,
we'll make you feel good.
It's a little bit of that.
Oh, what else you guys got? This is kind of interesting.
Oh, don't.
Well, Lucas here plays the guitar.
I do.
I'm partial to a fiddle myself.
Okay.
Come to our show.
Welcome to the show. I'm also the usher now.
Why am I the only one at this show? That's super sus, but it's all good.
It's not easy.
It's not easy selling tickets. It's not easy selling tickets to the people of Phoenicia. It's not easy selling tickets.
Oh.
Just a little musing there. Sorry.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so good.
Thank you. Thank you so
super
much.
Super entertaining.
People of Phoenicia, they have other shit going on. They just invented the
alphabet.
They just invented the alphabet. It's really big right now.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of that moving forward.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Is that a horse?
You guys brought me a horse?
Well, it's a prop for our show.
Oh, okay.
It's a prop for our show.
We weren't going to tell anybody about it just yet. We do usually sing before Leo pushes it in.
But, okay, we'll show you. It's a real life. Not wooden, Trojan horse.
Oh, I'm inside a horse. Someone knocked me out. They knocked me out and they put me in a horse and then they sewed the horse together.
There's a guy in a horse.
No.
He's going.
You guys, everybody stop freaking out, okay?
What do you mean?
That's Eric. He's super method.
My name's not Eric. They said they would tell you my name's Eric.
There's blood. There's blood.
No, my name's Rorik.
That's not blood. It's prop blood. It's
that looks
prop
like pretty
blood.
Real blood to me.
It's all a part of the experience.
Quickly, let's do our rap song about the Trojan horse.
Sure.
Call the Phoenician, please.
Shut
literally
up.
Shout for them.
Eric, shut up. Dude.
Ah, you shoved his intestine at me.
There once was a army, and they went to our other army, and they couldn't be let into the place.
So we put a horse outside. They said we need that kind of. Mm. And then we put a person in that horse.
What? Yay. And then they thought it was a gift. They put it in the place. And here's what we did. We opened the gift and killed all the people.
Hey.
The Trojan horse.
You know, from what?
What did it?
That Trojan horse. Honestly, I feel really honored you guys brought me here.
Well, thanks for coming to our show. If you want, you can take
the horse
and Eric with you on your journey.
Let's go, Eric.
I took control of the horse. I put my fingers in its brain and I'm taking control of the fucking horse. And I'm going to fucking stomp you guys to death right now.
No.
And you too. You joined in. you were doing the fucking, you were doing fine, the ad-libs in the song.
Yes,
I heard you.
Winds up to tell the King Queen the story of his journey, and everyone's super engrossed. So he gets stranded by the wind because Poseidon sends the whole storm. And then him and his crew are stuck on the island of the Lotus Eaters. His crew is like eating lotuses, forgetting everything else. They're like, forget about going home. Then they get back on the ship and they go to a lush island that they is like, nobody's here. And even when they go into this cave and there's just like all the meats and cheeses they could possibly want, they're like, obviously, uninhabited island. So they go in this cave for the meats and cheeses. And they encounter Polyphemus, a giant cyclops, and we find them as Odysseus must use all his wits and cunning to escape.
Oh my God, is that Parmesan?
Yeah.
And salami?
And Asiago.
Is that brie?
Prosciutto?
I'm so excited to eat my cheese that's only good because no one has ever looked at it or called it what it is.
Oh my God. Oh
my
God.
Look at this cheese.
Oh my God, it's a giant. And we did look at your cheese.
We did look at your cheese. It looks good.
It looks great.
I was looking at it.
But you cut it so well.
I did. It wasn't for you to look at. Don't look at it.
Can we taste it?
Yeah. Can we close our eyes and taste it?
You close your eyes and taste it.
We could do, guys, we could do like a blind taste test. And we have to guess which thing it is.
I'm trying to get my followers up on TikTok. The Cyclops gimmick I thought would be enough. I have one fucking eye, I'm a giant. But no, I have to dance and do fucking.
It's kind of outdated. Yeah. Let's help you out.
Do me first. And if I get it wrong, I hope you don't kill me or anything.
Kinky.
You gonna feed me?
I thought you were gonna feed yourself. Okay.
My eyes are closed. How can I feed myself?
I don't know. It's in like a box.
Okay, fine. Jeez.
Here we go.
All right, I'm gonna do this one.
That was not cheese, man.
Well, it wasn't meat either, was it?
Oh no. My God. No, it wasn't.
Oh my God. I'm allergic to nuts. I ate a nut.
Oh my God. Are you recording this?
Oh, yeah. We're live right now. Thanks for the rose.
Guys, no, this is not a prank. I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, Steven,
you're
kind of
funny.
The...
That's funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
Steven, has anybody ever told you have like an incredibly sexy voice?
Yeah, it's getting raspier.
I'm allergic to nuts.
Wait a second. Wait, Steven.
So impressive. Oh.
Steven, that was really good.
That was really, dude. You put on a
beautiful
show.
That was honestly a beautiful, beautiful story.
No way that doesn't go viral.
Dude, oh that's so good. I'm going to post it right freaking now.
Oh, 100%.
I got a quick cue for you, man.
What's that?
What you doing all this meat and cheese in this cave?
I just kind of like to look at it. Hmm. I'm lactose intolerant myself.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Have you ever thought of putting it on a board?
No, actually. It's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, you should share that with Hephaestus.
Okay, yeah. I'll call him up right now, actually. I have his phone number. Hello?
Hey, man.
Effie, what's up, bro?
Effie!
Nothing much, dude. Man, nothing much. I'm just straight chilling. Just running the clouds. Zeus is away right now.
You invented anything new? Like, dude, if there was something where I could, like, send shit to people, like, without having to, like, actually give it to them, that would help me.
Oh, my God.
So much. Is there anything, have anything like
you
that?
You ever heard of UPS?
Yeah, I have.
You know.
I was thinking of something. You haven't cooked up anything that could really help me?
Definitely not cooking up anything. Like, this is going to be a little bit before it really hits the market. But, like, if you're having trouble, I know a guy, and I can't really remember his name, but he's kind of like the god of messages.
Oh, that's me, Hermes. That's me, Hermes. Hey, it's me, Hermes. Hey, guys, are we talking about me? We're talking about me? It's me, Hermes. What's going on?
I don't like how eager this guy is.
How did he join this call?
I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere all at once. It's me, Hermes, dude. What's
so
going
how
on?
Do you two vibe?
We're best friends.
I think I need to go, you guys.
No, Happy.
No, it's okay, man. He can take it over from here. I might just like Happy. Head out. You tap off the line, you know. I wish you guys the best. Cheese board.
So, Big Cyclops, there's a dead guy under you. What's going on?
Oh, that guy? Oh, he ate like a nut that he was allergic to and then he died. But I got it on Instagram Live.
Sick. What's your deal?
I'm pretty confused. You guys just left him there?
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, I feel like that's pretty concerning. You put that on live?
Yeah.
How are your views looking?
It skyrocketed. I hit 10K followers.
Whoa.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not that mad now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you should.
I'll put you on my story.
Tag?
Yeah.
Collab?
No.
Clap with me, clap with me, clap with me.
Somebody should kill this guy. I'm back.
Heffy.
Heffy. I thought we all clap with Heffy.
Okay. Y'all stop. I'm going to create something for that.
What are you going to create?
Y'all ever heard of Instagram?
Yeah, this is the god of direct messaging.
Yeah, because it'll send it right to him. It'll send it right to him.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Fast as possible.
On to the next.
Eventually, they do escape, and Aeolus, the ruler of the winds, gives Odysseus a bag of winds so that, like, they can get home. And the sailors all on his ship one night are like, actually, this is probably a bag full of gold, and they open it, and then they get blown backwards. So, like, they're no closer to getting home. So we find them on the island of the enchantress goddess Circe, who has the ability to turn anyone who offends her into an animal.
Circe.
Yeah.
An honor to meet you.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. I heard you got some special skills. Would you like to share with me and my crew? We've come such a long way.
Yo, look at her shoes.
And those shoes
look
dumb.
At her shoes. Those what? Are dumb
those
shoes.
Dumb as fuck.
What the hell did you guys just say?
I wouldn't. I
human
wouldn't.
Brothers, oh shit.
Bah. Go eat some grass, fuckers.
Oh my god. What'd you just do to those guys?
That's just a little bit of me, you guys. That's kind of what I do over here. Mm. You guys here for a reason? You just want to waste my time.
Oh, wasting time sounds good.
Oh, okay. Hey. I'm going to have to hit you with a spell, Ben.
No more spells. We like the human brothers. We miss them.
I learned how to do that in Phoenicia. Spell. Sorry.
Dude, come on. Come on.
I like them better as goats.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know how they turned back.
Oh.
I thought you guys were still full-blown goat mode.
No, we broke this both the power of friendship. Yeah. Friendship and brotherhood.
Did you guys kiss?
We cannot tell.
We jerked each other off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
That's a magical situation.
But it was as goats.
How did that work?
You know what? That's as much as we're going to talk about it.
Since you don't feel comfortable?
We're back in Circe. We're done with your games.
With my games?
Yeah, the power of friendship has protected us from your spells, and we're going to sacrifice
so
our
life. You're not that powerful anyway. Oh, you can't even keep these two mother effers as goats.
How did we come to this conclusion so fast? You guys, we've met each other for moments. Nobody's asked me how I am. You just came in demanding things, asking me what I was hauling.
What, so you have trauma? Like some trauma that you want to express?
I'm sorry. What is your problem, man?
I'm really upset. I really don't understand why.
Hey, Circe, can we sidebar for a second? Can we sidebar for a second?
No, I'm talking to this woman here, all right? And I love women.
Why did you tell them I was a woman or I wasn't?
Odysseus. Oh, never mind.
I didn't tell them.
Odysseus.
I didn't tell them yet.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Odysseus, I didn't know you were a woman.
You guys didn't know?
I didn't want to talk about it. I wasn't ready. Oh. I didn't want to.
I didn't want to tell anybody yet. That's fine. We trust you.
You're telling me you did a whole, you did a full-blown Mulan situation here?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
And it's been crazy because I was going to tell you, Odysseus has kind of been in a mood because we've been trying to travel back to their partner for so long. It's been almost like 7 years at this point.
Are you kidding me, you guys? I'm like a sucker for love. Why didn't you say that at the first part?
We've been traveling for 7 years. Everyone's been testing us with trials and tribulations, right, brother?
And you kind of came off a little harsh. I mean, you didn't have to turn them into goats.
Make us dolphins.
Yeah, make us dolphins.
Make a dolphin right now.
Make us dolphins.
I
want to
be a dolphin.
Oh, my God. Wait, you guys. If I make you dolphins, will you pull the boat home so that Odysseus can meet their partner?
Yes!
Dolphin. Godspeed. Part of your world.
Oh, wow. Oh, look, there's some dolphins down there. I'm going to harpoon them.
No!
My brother! My brother, no! Me!
Who is this guy? Who is the harpoon?
I'm Harpoon Harry.
He always does this shit.
I ride around.
You're just off the coast of this isolated island.
Yeah. You know, any person, you've turned a lot of people into dolphins over there. I fucking instantly harpooned their ass.
Jesus Christ.
You know what the ultimate fate would be? Would be if you turned me into a dolphin.
Is that what you really wanted all these years?
Maybe.
So I guess I have to make you a dolphin now.
Ooh.
You know, dolphins go freak mode.
That's why I've been harpooning them.
You guys hate that? You guys hate that?
Anyway, I'm ready.
Boom.
He's a whale.
Yeah, I think he made me a whale.
The flipper's huge.
The fuck is this? Oh, I really want to eat plankton now.
Let's
Fuck.
Cut back to everybody on the boat.
I'm ready to go. Would you like to come with us?
You know what? I have always wanted to meet 1,000 suitors.
Hey, so suitors,
you know?
What are these suitors that we keep talking about?
Oh, yeah. Athena was telling me everyone's trying to fuck your wife.
Oh my God, you didn't know? Even I knew on this lonely island.
Yeah, even I knew.
All of you guys are also trying to fuck her?
No, we've been helping you get home or it's something.
Personally, I wouldn't mind.
Well, no, I mean, I feel just in general, like...
I'm jumping off.
What? Odysseus has just jumped off the boat.
I guess he's going to try and make his own way home.
Yeah, swim.
And that's that.
I'll carry y'all home. I'm a whale.
Now we're back with Odysseus, back telling the story to the king and queen. They're like, oh, that's a sad story, even though it sounds kind of like Odysseus did it to himself. And so they deliver him back home to a hidden harbor at his home in the middle of the night so he can be reunited with his wife and child.
Wow.
Yeah. And then like other stuff happens, but that's essentially the ending of the Odyssey.
Well, essentially.
Aww.
Aaron, hit us with that recap.
So the real story of the Odyssey, Zeus really hopes that no one bugs him and Athena, his daughter, sister, lover, stops by to ask him to let the war hero Odysseus go home.
So far, I think we're 100 for 100.
Athena then finds out that Zeus is keeping Odysseus for some hanky-panky. Hephaestus stops by and lets everyone know she's been making Wi-Fi a couple of decades early.
Hell yeah.
When Odysseus arrives on the Phaeacians' island, he is immediately bombarded by musical theater kids begging him to come to their show.
We love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In the retelling of the Trojan Horse, not Eric, is sewn into a live and not wooden horse.
Not Eric.
And then some guy tries to rap. Odysseus tells the king and queen about the time he was in a cave of meats and cheeses. The Cyclops gets them to do a blind taste test to get his followers up. Steven creates an incredible video that's sure to go viral. For some reason, Hermes shows up and is super eager, and Cyclops hits 10,000 followers. Odysseus' crew makes fun of Circe's shoes and it turns them into goats, and they continue to make fun of her shoes. Then they turn into dolphins and then kind of a whale. They find out that Odysseus is basically been doing a Mulan situation this whole time. Odysseus is pissed and leaves, and the whale takes the rest of the crew home.
Snaps. Woo! Snaps.
And that was the story of the Odyssey.
Lots of themes to like unpack there. Lots of themes, lots of motifs.
What is one theme you took away from our story?
Oh, you know, probably that like, you know, Wi-Fi is going to be big. Wi-Fi is going to be big. And I mean, at the top, Aaron was saying it's all about hubris. And I think we were hubrisified the whole time.
Hubrisified.
So, Hyde, the swan thing's a real Zeus story.
So, yeah, please explain that.
Yeah.
I literally was confused. And like,
no, I could tell.
He was like, I'm going to be a swan and I can have sex with human women.
Dude, if you were a freaking god and you could have sex in every form, wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could just like experience it in every way.
I get, but is swan like, is coming as a swan, is that better than as a human?
I would imagine so.
I love how that's your concern.
I feel like if you're alive experiencing for millions and millions of years,
try it
as
out,
a god,
man. Yeah.
Then you like you're just running out of things to try.
Sure, yeah.
Like you've learned so much. You're like, you know, I haven't done this before.
Yeah.
You're fucked as a goose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That was a great pull.
Yeah, I'm a geek. I'm a geek and a nerd. Surprise.
So I'm assuming the movie that's coming out is going to sound just like this.
Oh, verbatim.
Verbatim.
You're actually the consultant for the movie, right?
Me,
like with Christopher Nolan.
Me and Chris. I call him Chris.
Oh, Chris.
me and Chris are real tight. We've been homies ever since, you know, the last one he made. he's been talking to me about it. And he's like, man, like, I want to spice up Cyclops character. And I was like, you know, it'd be sick if you had an Instagram. If you had an Instagram. So catch me in like 3 years. I've been cast actually as the Cyclops in Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey.
Well, is it gonna be like heavy CGI? Like, are we gonna recognize?
No, I'm method. I'm gonna grow to 10 feet tall and move. I have surgery to move one of my eyes.
Makes sense. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do to get that Oscar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, best not supporting. Like, what's do they have one for like featured? Like, I know the Tonys. Surprise.
Best committed actor. Best committed actor.
Yeah, best committed actor. Yeah, that's committed to a...
Christian Bale. You're doing a real Christian Bale.
Yeah. Hey. Absolutely.
So proud of you, Cam.
Thanks, guys. I mean, Yeah, I'm just honored to have been able to promo the movie so far in advance.
Really doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the Lord's multiple, plural. Zeus, Poseidon, Lord, God, Hades. Hey. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like this guy. Okay.
Thanks. I like me too.
Yeah, that was the Odyssey. Thanks for listening, guys. And yeah, Chelsea and Cam, y'all were so much fun. That was so fucking awesome.
You guys were so good. Your improv classes, they paid off.
Thank God. I was worried. Yeah,
for real.
Just suck it up, yeah. You know? Stink it up. But eighth graders, if you guys ever read this, don't. Listen to this instead. You guys will
this
love
our... This is your Spark Notes.
This is their Spark Notes live.
Odysseus right, for Dummies.
Fuck the swan. That's actually real, though.
Yeah, that is real.
Swan fuck on your test.
Right. Catch us on all of our pages. On YouTube, Instagram, TikTok,
Snapchat, Threads,
Facebook,
MySpace.
Yeah, American High Shorts and College Life and Barely Adult. And yeah, follow us, check us out. We have a lot of new stuff coming out. And yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening or watching. And yeah, we appreciate it. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bark, 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 bark.